We'll start with a case from the California Supreme Court. The case is Sheen against Wells Fargo Bank. I discussed this case in the August 2019 issue of Fins on Torts when it was decided by the Court of Appeal. The decision in that case cemented a split among the appellate courts, and so I predicted at the time that the Supreme Court would grant review to clear up that split. That's what it has done. I called the case then the mortgagee duty case, and that's what I'll call it here as well. Basically, this is a story of yet another borrower who ran into financial trouble and ended up with a surprise, to him at least, foreclosure. As he tells the story, it goes something like this. Plaintiff purchased the home, incurring a purchase money mortgage, which is not at issue in this case. He then took out two subsequent loans, initially with Wells Fargo, who later transferred the loans, or at least the servicing of the loans, to other financial institutions. These were basically HELOC, or home equity, lines of credit. The plaintiff then suffered financial difficulties around 2008, at the time of the first financial meltdown. He worked diligently, I'd say that because I think we're in the midst of another one. He worked diligently to request loan modifications to help him keep his residence. He had countless conversations and mailed correspondence with the various financial institutions. Ultimately, he filed for bankruptcy. But then, one financial institution reported to him that one of the mortgages was no longer considered to be in bankruptcy, and another told him, after initially rebuffing him, that it would now consider his loan modification request rather than foreclosure. And so, he sought dismissal of his bankruptcy case. 5 days after dismissal, he got a call telling him that his home was in foreclosure and would be sold that very day in a foreclosure sale. That was a surprise to him, of course. Although he had some correspondence from the financial institutions, it should have put him on notice. That correspondence did tell him the loans were in default and that he was expected to make payment in full, but in point of fact, they did not clearly threaten foreclosure. In any event, he was unable to stop the foreclosure process and so instead filed this lawsuit against Wells and other financial institutions. His primary claims were tort claims based on alleged negligent mortgage modification. Defendant demurred, and the trial court sustained the demurrer, ruling that the mortgage bank had no duty to modify or even to attempt to do so responsibly. The parties were in contract with each other. Claims were limited to breach of contract claims, or perhaps restitution if the facts so warranted, but generally, when parties are in contract with each other, there is no tort claim for a negligent breach. This rule is consistent with economic loss rule, no tort remedy for purely economic loss in the absence of property damage or personal injury. And I will discuss this briefly in the subsequent history track because that is one of the certified questions going to the California Supreme Court. The Court of Appeal in this case agreed that recent appellate decisions regarding mortgages and foreclosures had broken from this established rule and authorized a tort claim when the mortgagee was negligent in dealing with a mortgagor over payment or modification of the loan. The Court of Appeal identified this as the new rule. But there were more cases that had historically applied the old rule, no duty. And the Court of Appeal sided with the old rule, refusing to apply the new one. The Supreme Court granted review to clear up this conflict between the old rule and the new rule, and the Supreme Court clearly declared that the old rule was still the law. But the court made it clear that the ruling was limited to the facts of this case. The issue in this case was about negligent acts in the process of securing or attempting to secure a loan modification. Therefore, the holding is that when a borrower requests a loan modification, a lender owes no tort duty, sounding in general negligence principles, to process, review, and respond carefully and completely to the borrower's application. At the same time, the court, especially Justice Liu in concurrence, recognize the number of issues that have been arising for borrowers because of negligent behavior by banks in the loan modification process. A strong plea for legislative action was made. But for now, the mortgagee duties cases holding, affirming the decision below, is the applicable law. There is no tort duty for a mortgagee bank to process a request for loan modification in a responsible manner. And to the extent that earlier appellate decisions seem to create such a duty, those cases are specifically disapproved. I include a list of the disapproved cases in the case list.